This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, wedding warriors. Let's be real. The wedding business is a wild freaking ride, right?
Yeah.
One minute you're like booked solid pop and champagne, and then bam, crickets. You know, you're staring at your bank account like, should I sell my grandma's silver on Etsy?
Mm.
But don't worry, because today we are diving deep into this book, Wedding Industry Survival, Outsmarting Slumps and Securing Success.
Mm.
And trust me, this is not your mama's wedding planning book, okay? This is like straight up no bullshit advice from a seasoned wedding photographer who's built a killer business. We're going to talk about how to like predict those slow periods, make bank even when it's slow, and basically build an empire that can weather any storm.
Oh, yeah. This book gets right to it. The author compares the wedding industry to a roller coaster, but we're not talking some kiddie ride at the carnival. We're talking like one of those insane mega coasters with those huge drops and crazy turns. You know, the ones that leave you feeling like you need to hurl?
Totally. Like the peak shit storm is what they call it when you're slammed, working your butt off. And then you have the dead zone where you're like praying for an inquiry. But the cool thing is that the author doesn't just like point out the problem. They give you the tools to fix it.
Yeah.
They talk about tracking your data like for at least 2 or 3 years, like actually looking back at your bookings and seeing when your slow periods hit.
Yeah. It's all about getting real with those numbers and figuring out your patterns, you know?
So does this mean I don't need to buy another expensive program? Hallelujah.
Nope. You can use something as simple as Google Sheets.
Seriously. Awesome.
Yeah, and what's so cool is how this data can actually help you like anticipate those dips and get strategic. You can plan your marketing, your finances, everything around those slower months.
Okay, so we know the roller coaster is coming, but how do we make sure we don't end up broke and crying in a corner when it dips? Let's talk money, honey. What does the author say? Stash cash like a greedy gremlin? Seriously, I love that.
Oh my God, it's so good, right? It's memorable and it gets the point across. They're talking about saving 20 to 30% of every single check during your busy season.
Yeah, building that screw you slow season fund so you can actually enjoy your downtime without stressing about bills.
Exactly. It's not about deprivation. It's about having that safety net, you know, like a financial cushion so you can breathe, maybe take a vacation and come back ready to kill it when the next wave hits.
It's like having that emergency parachute for when the roller coaster goes off the rails. Speaking of staying ahead of the game, let's talk marketing. The author is big on being proactive, especially during the first quarter.
Yeah, it's like planting seeds before a drought hits. You gotta capture those leads before things slow down.
And they got some really cool ideas for doing that, like photographers offering $1 engagement shoots.
So smart, right? It's a super low-cost way to showcase your style, connect with potential clients, and get them excited about booking you for their big day.
I am so stealing that idea. It's like a little appetizer that leaves them wanting the whole meal.
Totally. It's about finding those creative hooks that grab people's attention.
What unique experiences can you offer to keep those inquiries coming in? Think outside the box, people. And you know what else? Don't be afraid to team up with other vendors. The author talks about forming these awesome alliances to like conquer the off season together.
Oh yeah, it's like having your own little wedding warrior squad. You can collaborate on things, maybe styled shoots, offer joint discounts, and just tap into each other's networks.
I love that. Strength in numbers.
All right, so let's dig into this whole diversification thing. This is where it gets really interesting. Because the author of this book, they're not just some guru preaching from their, you know, fancy office. They've actually built this multi-brand business themselves.
Okay, so they're not all talk. They walk the walk. I like it.
Exactly. And they're showing us, you know, how to build a business that's not just like getting by, but thriving all year round.
Give me the goods on this diversification magic. How does it work?
Basically, it's about creating multiple income streams. So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. The author has this great analogy. Imagine your business is a tree. If you only have one branch and that branch breaks, your whole tree is screwed.
Okay, yeah.
But if you have multiple branches, even if one breaks, the tree can still stand tall.
Damn, that's a really good way to picture it. So how do we build this awesome multi-branched business?
Well, the book gives some specific examples for like different vendor types. Photographers, you could branch out into family portraits, newborn shoots, even product photography.
Right. I know tons of photographers who like totally rock boudoir shoots in the off season. It's a different vibe, but still uses their amazing photography skills.
Exactly. And venues, you can get creative with your space, rent it out for corporate events, workshops. I've even seen yoga classes.
Oh, my friend owns a venue, and during the slow months, she turns it into this roller skating rink. It's crazy. It's so cool.
I love that. See? And planners, you can, tap into the micro wedding trend and elopements. Offer like day of coordination. Those are super popular right now.
Yeah, I bet.
Couples are looking for someone to just handle the details so they can chill.
Makes sense.
And florists, don't limit yourself to just weddings. Think about workshops, subscription services, even corporate events need flowers,
Dude, I would sign up for a flower subscription in a heartbeat. Fresh flowers delivered every month. Sign me up.
Right. It's all about thinking outside the wedding box. What other skills and passions do you have that you can maybe turn into another income stream?
This is about building a business that's like recession-proof. No matter what the economy does, we're good. We're prepared.
That's the goal. But we got to be real. Diversification takes work. You have to hustle, market those new offerings, and maybe even learn some new skills.
Yeah. Definitely worth it, though. Okay, so diversification is key. But we can't forget about, managing the money. The author has some really good advice on budgeting. I love how they just tell it like it is. No sugarcoating. Like, don't be a jackass with your money.
Oh my God, right. They keep it real, but they break it down, starting with the basics. Keep your business and personal finances separate. Get yourself a dedicated business account. Pay yourself a consistent salary, even when you're, flush with cash. It's about those good habits.
That's so important. I know so many people who treat their business account like it's their personal piggy bank. That's not good.
And then there's the war chest.
The war chest.
That's what they call it. That pile of cash that's going to save you during those slow
Oh,
months.
yeah, it makes sense.
Aim to save like 10 to 20% of everything you earn.
And put that money in a high-yield savings account. Let it work for you while you're working your butt off.
Exactly. They also talk about breaking down your income into smaller chunks, Like divide your annual income by 12, and that becomes your monthly budget. No more blowing it all in one weekend.
It's about having a plan, right?
Yeah, and discipline. Another game changer, pre-selling services. Spread those payments out over 6 to 12 months.
Oh, smart.
It gives you a steady stream of income and it helps your clients budget too.
It's a win-win. You're getting paid, and they don't have to pay a huge amount all at once.
And never underestimate the power of cutting unnecessary expenses. Like, really look at your costs, negotiate better rates, and ditch anything you don't absolutely need.
Love it. Every penny counts.
Budgeting isn't about depriving yourself. It's about taking control, being smart, and building that solid financial foundation for your business.
Okay, so we've talked about the hustle, the money moves, the diversification magic.
Yeah.
But let's be real, this industry can really mess with your head. You pour your heart and soul into each wedding, and then bam, slow season hits, and you start to question everything.
Oh, tell me about it. It's such a mind game. One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're like, wait, am I even good at this?
Exactly. And then you fall into that comparison trap.
Yeah.
Scrolling through Instagram and seeing other vendors killing it while you're sitting there feeling stuck in a rut.
Ugh, Instagram, don't even get me started. It's a black hole of comparison.
So how do we, stay sane when the self-doubt creeps in?
Well, that's where your tribe comes in,
Yeah.
Your badass wedding vendor crew who really gets it.
Yeah.
Find those people you can vent to, brainstorm with, and celebrate wins with, because honestly, this stuff isn't easy.
It's so important to have your own personal hype squad, people who understand the unique joys and pains of this industry. Sometimes you just need to bitch about a bridezilla or cry over a canceled contract with someone who gets it,
Totally. And don't forget about self-care, especially during those slower months.
Oh, yes. Self-care is crucial.
You've been running on fumes all season, so use this time to recharge and refocus. Seriously, get a massage, take a vacation, learn something new, binge watch a whole season of Real Housewives, whatever fills your cup and brings you joy.
I love that.
Do it.
Because when you take care of yourself, you show up as your best self for your clients and your business.
You know what it's like? It's like that oxygen mask on an airplane. You got to put yours on first before you can help anyone else.
Yeah.
So remember, wedding warriors, slow seasons are going to happen. They're part of the cycle, but they don't have to define you or your success.
You got that right. Use this time wisely, plan strategically, diversify that income. And most importantly, take care of yourself.
This book has been seriously eye-opening. It's given us so many practical tips and a huge dose of inspiration.
Me too. I feel like I can handle anything now.
We're walking away feeling empowered and ready to tackle those slow seasons and build businesses that are not just profitable, but fulfilling too.
Exactly. And remember, slumps are temporary, but your talent and passion are not. You've got this. To all our badass wedding warriors out there, keep hustling, keep creating, keep pushing those boundaries, and never forget, you're a rock star. Until next time, stay fierce, stay creative, and stay profitable. Peace out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked